I can't believe I've been working here for 20 plus years and I'm walking around this place thinking I've got a huge dork for a partner. Secretly, you're not a dork.
Let's play a game. All right? On the count of three, name your favorite Gap topic. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Accounting for income taxes.
Hardest Gap topic.
Debt versus equity.
If you could meet one person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Luca Pacioli, the father of accounting.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
Do you want to start an accounting podcast?
Yup.
Welcome to Gap Chats, the podcast dedicated to all things accounting, brought to you by Gap Dynamics. I'm your host, Mike Walworth, and with me as always is my faithful partner, Chris Brundrett. We hope you'll join us on this journey today as we share our passion for accounting and help change the way you train. How you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing all right, Mike. Actually, doing pretty great. We had a good webinar this morning for a client of ours over in Ireland. So it was afternoon for them, morning for us.
Yeah.
Got to talk about all things going on in U.S. GAAP for investment management.
Okay, and who'd you do with?
Bob Lafler.
So 9 a.m. in the morning, it was 6 a.m. for him. I think Bob always gets the short end of the stick on that.
Well, he does live in sunny California, so what can you do?
That's his fault.
So how are you, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. Pretty stoked about doing this podcast. We've been talking about it for some time now. This is our first one. Really, what we wanted to do is before we jumped into a particular topic, I thought we'd just introduce the audience and the listeners, you know, who we are, who our company is, and kind of what they might expect from this podcast.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
So I guess starting, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself and how you came to be at Gap Dynamics?
All right. Well, I'm a CPA here in Virginia, and spent the first part of my career, almost 10 years, with KPMG. And worked in three different offices in Virginia, and wound up working with you, Mike, at Gap Dynamics 16 and a half years ago.
It's been that long?
It's been a long time. So,
and how did you – I totally forgot this, but how did you – because at that point, I don't think we were like, you know, advertising for anyone. So how did – I totally forget that story. How did you come to – how did we come to meet up? Because we never worked at KPMG offices together at the same time, did we?
We did not. Although I think I knew who you were, you knew who I was, but it was through a mutual friend and former colleague of both of ours that we ended up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And he just, what did he, recommend? I think he recommended me.
Well, he knew that I was looking to potentially do something else in my career. It was sort of that crossroads that everybody faces. And, I'd mentioned to him that I always thought it'd be really cool to teach, and I had thought about college, teaching at the university level. And he thought about it and I guess knew that you were looking to hire someone, this new company, and recommended that we talk to each other. And here we are, 16 and a half years later.
What does that make it, 2004, 5, 6?
6.
2000, I can't do math very good, right? Yeah.
All right. Well, how about you, Mike? How did you end up in Gap Dynamics?
Well, interesting story. So I started off at KPMG in Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. After graduating from the University of Florida, I came up to Virginia because that's where I was dating this girl at the time. She's now my wife for the past 26 years, but came up to Virginia. And I remember, you know, I was doing the manager thing. I'd made manager there a year early and I was sitting there and I remember we went to a happy hour for one of the guys. He's now a partner there, David. And I remember we came back from the happy hour. He had gone to Australia and then we had come back. And this was like a welcome back, David, happy hour. Mm-hmm. And I remember at the end of it, my wife and I went home and she's like, can you do something like that? And I'm like, oh, I mean, maybe. And so I remember I looked on the KPMG kind of intranet site and saw that there was some potentials in Switzerland or the Czech Republic. And we actually, you might know, but I don't know if you remember Mason, one of the partners, Mason, and Rob was over there. And so there was two people in the Czech Republic. And I was like, and that's where my wife wanted us to go, the Czech Republic. And I hadn't really been outside the country, but for a couple times, like for my honeymoon in Mexico. And I think my dad took me to the Bahamas once. And that was it. And so the idea of the Czech Republic only being like, you know, 6 or 7 years removed from communism, I was like, no, that's not for me. But the other opportunities was Zurich, Switzerland. And so I went there and I was the senior manager on the Credit Suisse First Boston, which was a broker dealer. And so I kind of did broker dealers and banks during my career with KPMG. And so I went over to KPMG in Switzerland. And while there, I started to teach at KPMG's sort of European training center. Mm-hmm. And there I met Richard Stokes, who was, you know, a gap trainer. He was a former KPMG partner. And at some point, we were teaching together. And at some point, he's like, hey, do you want to do this as a career? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, at that point, I'm, what, 30 years old. I didn't know what I wanted out of my career. But I said, yeah, I'll give it a shot. And I knew we didn't want to repatriate yet. We were still having fun in Switzerland. You know, we were double income, no kids. And so I gave it a shot. And that was in 2001. And, you know, 21 years later, here we are. So, yeah, that's about it. So, you know, let's talk about a little bit about our company, Chris. You know, just kind of briefly, Gap Dynamics is a training firm, and we provide tailored and engaging learning solutions to companies and accounting firms worldwide. Our clients include, you know, three of the big four accounting firms and several multinationals, some regional accounting firms and such like that. And whether it's online, in the classroom, or via webinar, you know, we create high-quality training that we would want to take.
And Mike, I think it's that last part that sets us apart. It's our brand promise. As CPAs, we know that training is important, but it's got to be good. And that's why we passionately create high-quality training that we would want to take. This means it's accurate, it's relevant, it's timely, it's engaging, visually appealing, and fun.
So we always say that we make training fun. I'm going to put you on the spot here a bit, Chris.
Yeah.
How do we actually make training fun? Because I know a lot of people think that's a bunch of BS.
Well, that's a tall order, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's accounting and fun usually aren't two words that are used together, right? But I mean, if you're going to spend time training, you're going to spend time learning about accounting topics, why not make it as fun as possible? And that's really what we set out to do. So how do we make it fun? Well, first of all, we make it relevant. We tailor training to our clients and we try to make it relevant for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that already sets us apart. You're hearing things that are of importance to you.
Yeah.
We interact with the audience, and whether it be online or whether it be in the classroom, we love to talk to people that are in our courses, and we like to learn about not only their questions, but issues that they're facing at their companies.
So we never really have a lecture.
Exactly.
Okay.
I've never stood behind a podium in my life.
I think I've actually asked them to take it out of the damn room.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other thing is we do a lot of examples, right? And we learn through example. We do a lot of scenario-based questions to really try and illustrate the points, whether it be new accounting guidance, whether it be hot topics, issues out there in practice. But we teach through a significant number of examples.
And those are those class discussion questions that we have. And I know one of the things, and it probably – I mean, I know I did it when I first started, but even when you joined, you and I probably have had the most fun with them, dare I say, fun. What are some of the ways you make class discussions, quote unquote, fun?
Well, we do try to theme courses sometimes.
Okay.
We try to have, you know, just little sort of nuggets in there, whether it be, you know, the names of the companies instead of ABC company and XYZ company. You know, it might be something related to a movie. Right?
Yeah.
And you'll see similar. So not distracting. We try to be careful not to distract from the training, but to have just something kind of fun in there, whether it be a theme or
what are some of your favorite themes that you've done?
I love movies, right?
Okay.
So, you know, whether it be, you know, Talladega Nights or, you know, we've done Office Space in the past.
Yeah.
I
still haven't watched that movie.
You really should.
I know you keep every really year should. You're like, you need to watch that movie.
But the other one is music.
Yeah.
Right? We all love music. And so, you know, you and I have done that many times, whether it be, you know, heavy metal drummers.
Yeah.
You know, or
80s songs. Yeah.
80s songs, things like that. So, you know, just try to bring a little fun to it.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, for those of you listening, you can learn more about us at gapdynamics.com. That's Gap. G-A-A-P,
two A's.
Two A's is in generally accepted accounting principles. Well, switching gears a bit, let's talk about the podcast itself. First, Chris, I guess, why did you want to do the podcast?
Well, that's a good question. You know, when we started out years ago, you know, we did live training, right? In classroom training, we traveled all over the world going to visit our clients, and we still do that today. However, thank goodness we got into other types of training, other modalities. Over the years, we started doing online self-studies and we started doing webinars, whether they be recorded or live webinars. And thank goodness we got into that space, particularly with the pandemic that's occurred. But, you know, I thought, well, why not do a podcast? Let's try another way to reach our audience. Mm-hmm. We do live, we do self-study, we do online webinars. Let's try and reach our audience in another way. And so I think the cool thing about a podcast is it's supposed to be fun, right? So,
hopefully.
So it's a way we can have a little bit of fun. We can share some of the things that are going on in the world of accounting. And, you know, we can do it in a relatively short amount of time.
Right? Yeah.
This is something that people can listen to, you know, on the train on the way to work, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the reasons, so interestingly, I don't know when it was, Patrice is sitting here. She's one of the producers along with Clark, and they're in the room here with us. But I think Patrice, when she pretty closely after she first started, she was asking us about a podcast. And, you know, to be honest, I hadn't really thought about it, but she kind of kept nagging about it. I remember we went to DevLearn. And they started talking about podcasts. And then we hired Clark, and Clark actually produces podcasts. And so, you know, it just sort of all came together that this is, you know, we're going to try it out and see how we do.
So, Mike, how often do you think we'll publish episodes? I mean, this is obviously the introductory episode, talking a little bit about ourselves. We will talk about accounting in future episodes, a little bit more on that in a minute.
Yeah.
But how often do you think we'll do this?
Well, I'm sort of committing to publishing at least 50 episodes per year. Now, we might not do it exactly weekly. I think this was one of the ideas that Clark kind of brought to us was you might want to record two or three or a batch of them, and then we can kind of produce them as a batch. But generally speaking, our learners should expect about one per week or, you know, 50 per year.
That's pretty adventurous.
Well, yeah, especially since we already do a weekly blog, huh?
Right.
But if you know me, I never do anything half-assed.
Hey, language.
Come on, man. Let's get that out of the way right now, okay? This is going to be a PG-13 podcast, okay? We're all adults here. But that said, I know we're still professionals. We're CPA. I cannot besmirch the CPA name and designation, right? So
is that a word, besmirched?
I don't have any idea if it's a word or not, but I just made it up. And by the way, I'm sure I'll make up plenty of words during this podcast. But anyway, I promise not to spew obscenities like a drunken sailor. And I'll sort of take the George Carlin approach, right? I think there's 7 or 8 or whatever words that you can't say on TV from the hours of 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. And that will be the podcast sort of rules, okay? And at any point, if I do accidentally spew an obscenity, then Clark will edit it out in editing, I hope. So anyway.
All right. Well, fair enough. Now, about the podcast specifically, I know you've done some thinking about the type of content we'll be covering. We've said accounting, but specifically, you know, what exactly are we going to talk about?
Yeah, so I'm sort of thinking, and by the way, this is new, okay? So this might change, so don't hold me to this. But I'm sort of thinking that different episodes can have different sort of focus areas. So for instance, we could do, you know, an episode on like CPA hot topics. And what we'll try to do, and I think Patrice will kind of look through this and how we do this, but we might label it so that the listeners know what they're going to get before they actually listen. So if we're talking about CPA hot topics, obviously that's going to be a discussion of kind of the current accounting and auditing issues that are on the radar of accountants and auditors and regulators. And so, Chris, if I bring up like CPA hot topics, off the top of your head right now, and he's like, Mike, you didn't even tell me about this, but what would be a CPA hot topic right now that we might want to do a podcast on?
Spoke about it this morning in the webinar I was mentioning.
Okay.
Crypto, right?
Yep.
How to account for cryptocurrencies, other types of crypto assets. I mean, that's a really relevant current hot topic for a lot of audit firms and a lot of companies. There's no guidance right now, or I should say,
it's coming.
Very little guidance. There's a little bit of SEC guidance, but coming, but it's an emerging area. So that's definitely a hot topic. And there's all kinds of issues.
Yeah, and I know one of the ones that we just talked about, I think we did it with a co-sponsor webinar with Intelligize, mm-hmm. would be like impairment because of the current, you know, kind of situation we are in the economy, impairment of goodwill, that we're seeing a rise in that. So things like that, we might do a podcast on that. You know, another type of episode would be like this in the weeds, and that's kind of a in-depth analysis of a particular micro issue within a larger topic or standard. And so I know, Chris, income taxes, we said it in the spoof at the beginning, you love income taxes.
Sure.
So if I were to say, let's get in the weeds a bit on income taxes, what are some of the things that listeners could expect?
My gosh, there's so many things we could talk about. I mean, ASC Topic 740, you know, a lot of little issues within there. But one that just popped into my mind, dealing with the valuation allowance. Now, that could be a macro topic.
Yeah.
But, you know, within that, when we're looking at, you know, sort of the future taxable income, and we're looking at the potential for future profits.
Oh, the sort of the four sources of income and
right.
reversal of taxable temporary differences.
What do we do when we have a history of operating losses?
Yeah.
Right. And more like, can a company say they have this future taxable profit if they have a history of losses? And generally, no. But what if they have firm sales orders and sales backlog? I mean, that complicates things. So, you know, that's an area that we could get into and explore a
yeah.
little bit. Uncertain tax positions. There's tons of micro issues that we can talk about, you know, in applying that guidance.
Well, I, you know, knowing you and I don't think we'll have a shortage of things we can get into the weeds about. You know, one of the types of podcast, and again, this might be a while before we get to here, but I'm hoping that someone actually listens to this and that, you know, eventually, you know, our listeners sort of had questions for
sure.
us. And so whether it be a particular one question or maybe there's a series of questions, that every once in a while we do a podcast sort of listening and participant questions, I think would be great.
And I think one of the ways that we could do that is taking a question, creating a little scenario that we can discuss, and then, of course, talk about the answer.
Yeah. And some other ones here. I mean, and whether these are total podcasts on their own or whether they're sort of bits of a larger podcast. Certainly CPA News, that's kind of a monthly recap and analysis of recent news stories impacting our profession. I like this one, and I don't know what the, you know, whether or not we're allowed to use the music, but I'm thinking bad boys, what you gonna do? But sort of CPA's gone bad. I've always liked to do that in our courses, sort of look at where people get in trouble, where people get busted, not to make fun of them. That'd be bad. That's bad karma. But rather to learn about what mistakes they've made so that we don't make the same mistakes. And so this will be like an inside look of examples of enforcement actions from the SEC, restatements, and examples of CPAs behaving badly. And there's a few others I want to talk about, hot off the presses. Now, this might be one, Chris, where we got to like go quick, right? There's a big standard or a big issue that has come out, and that's where I want to make sure that this podcast is very timely, mm-hmm. and we can come out and sort of give our initial takes of a new or recent guidance. And then finally, we always say that we are bilingual CPAs. When I say that to you, Chris, what do you think of?
Well, at first, I think that we give courses in foreign languages, but that's unfortunately no. But what we're talking about is US GAAP and IFRS, right? So all of us at Gap Dynamics are bilingual CPAs. Everything that we teach under US GAAP, we teach under IFRS and vice versa. So I think it would be really fun because we've got a lot of multinational companies out there that, you know, may have subsidiaries that are using IFRS, but the parent, you know, is
yeah.
filing US GAAP statements or vice versa. And so talking about some of those key differences between US GAAP and IFRS is important because they're not – well, they've gone away a little bit over the years, but now we've got more differences emerging. That whole idea of convergence.
Yeah, not so much.
Not
huh?
so much anymore. So still something important to focus on.
Yeah,
so
one of the things with that, you know, I think it is important because, I mean, outside of the US, I mean, I think every other major country, IFRS is the main – you know, accounting
right.
standards. So
right.
I think it's important, even for U.S. CPAs, to be aware of kind of what's happening overseas or in other countries with IFRS.
Absolutely. So, Mike, any idea what our first podcast will be?
Well, I'm not going to give it away. I want to kind of keep the suspense and keep the surprise. But here's a hint. It's not quite GAAP.
Oh.
Chris, why don't you take us out?
All right. Well, that's all for this episode of Gap Chats, your source for all things accounting. Notes and resources from today's episode are linked in the description. And as always, you can find us online at gapdynamics.com and at Gap Dynamics across social media. It's never too late to become a Gapologist. Head over to our website and subscribe to our blog so that you're the first to know what's new with Gap Dynamics. We'll see you next time.